trust the plan.
What you know you can't explain. But you feel it. You felt it your entire life. That there's something wrong. You don't know what it is, but it's there. Like a splinter in your mind, driving you mad. Experience the awakening. Brilliant anonymous researchers. Patriots, join us in the Patriot Army. Trust the plan, pain coming. Boom, boom, boom. Let's go. RedStateTalkRadio.com, Brighteon.tv, Rumble.com/MG Show. End won't be for everyone. That choice to know will be yours. Where we go one, we go all. Fight, 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 and fight we will. We fight every day right here on the MG Show.
Right, we fight every day on the MG Show right here, rumble.com/MG Show, or we got Brighteon.tv. Thank you, Brighteon. Happy birthday to our producer at Brighteon. He's the, what is he, 25? Wow. Happy birthday to our producer at Brighteon. I understand he's taking the day off, and we've got some other Brighteon folks over there. Thank you, guys. Brighteon.tv for our first hour every day right here at Brighteon. And we also got Red State Talk Radio, Shady Groove. You just use your spy device and say, tune in to Red State Talk Radio if you're out and about. Also, you've got our podcast, www.mg.show/podcasts. You can go check out our podcast, any one of your podcast, platforms, except for Spotify, because Soros and Weiss and Hillary got us off that one via Media Matters. Woot. But here we are today. Shady Groove, welcome to the MG Show, my friend. We got another news-packed day.
Another day that shot out of a cannon from the deep state, absolutely desperation coming out to see you every single day because they do not know what to do with this. They do not know how to interface with the truth. And right now they're having a hard time keeping their little propaganda machine going over there because of you, because of all of the great patriots that stand up for freedom each day. And that's why we're here. And that's what you're getting ready to see moving into the next few months on the MG Show, is you're getting ready to see a whole litany of different individuals being forced to testify. And that is going to be an absolute must-see TV coming up, because the media, like Jeff said earlier this morning, they're going to try to hide every bit of it.
They are. And, real quick, Shady Groove, heartfelt prayers for Diamond, yes. And Silk. Diamond passed away yesterday. Diamond and Silk have been bringing a lot of joy and a lot of fun to this movement. Beautiful, beautiful patriots. And Silk, we're there for you. Whatever you guys need, the MG Show here is here for you. Prayers to Diamond, they've stayed the course, Shady. They've been faithful to Donald J. Trump. They've been funny. They've been serious. Pretty amazing couple there, Diamond and Silk. They're sisters, and they're very amazing, Shady. And I just want to, just maybe a moment of silence for Diamond and Silk. Thank you, guys. And so prayers up, guys, and not fun. Apparently, she did have some COVID. We were going through her timeline yesterday. She had COVID a couple weeks ago. I'm not sure. Yeah. Could have been. Who knows, guys? But let's just watch this real quick.
Two words. Made in America.
That's how they want you to remember Diamond, I'm sure. Two wars made in America. And God bless those two, Shady Groove. God bless Diamond.
Man, you know, it's very amazing. Those two are very amazing because they were two of the first people to really come out, you know, swinging fist for Donald Trump and standing up for him and laughing at these idiots. And you know, I really loved them over the last few years. We've been following them along, and they are, you know, just so fun, and their excitement and their laughter is infectious. And we're gonna have great memories of Diamond. And we're really like you said, the prayers for Silk are up. And we love those two very, very much. And they've been a cornerstone of MAGA. I mean, they've been to more rallies than I've been to. So it's really amazing.
Yeah. I tell you what, Shady, I got a note from our Texan producer saying, I tell you what, he wants me to probably do the ads. And, you know, Shady, I admit it. I don't always make the best food choices, my brother. It's not like when I was a kid when Mama Matrix said, don't forget to eat your vegetables and have some fruit for lunch. You know, fast forward to today, there's zero chance I'm, you know, eating what the doctor recommends, you know, that 6 cups of vegetables and 6 cups of fruits. But I'm taking Field of Greens, Shady Groove. Field of Greens is powered. I mean, it is powered with a full spectrum of essential vegetables and fruits, Shady Groove. It's amazing. Plus science-backed herbs and prebiotics. This is what I need to stay drink and eat and to stay healthy. And I'm also going to the gym, which is amazing, guys, by the way. Field of Greens works fast. Energy. It gives me a lot of energy. And if you're like me and you'll have more energy and you'll feel healthier, your skin will look healthier. I mean, look at it, Shady. Look at the skin. It's looking good, right? Yeah. And it'll help you lose weight. So simple back to the basic nutrition along with me going back to the gym. And I encourage you to do the same thing. Fieldofgreens.com. Use code MGShow. Fieldofgreens.com. Use MGShow. Right here is what I'm drinking today. And if you go to the doctors and, you know, get your lab work and the doctor says it doesn't say you're looking great, you're doing great, you're losing weight, keep doing what you're doing. If they don't say that, you know, if they say, hey, you need to adjust your diet, you'll get your money back, Shady Groove. They stand behind it and you're going to look and feel better. So there's probably zero chance of doing that. So join me in taking a Field of Greens at fieldofgreens.com. Use code MGShow. We'll get you 15% off. And then if another 10% if you subscribe, fieldsofgreen.com, fieldofgreens.com, use promo code MGShow. That's fieldofgreens.com. Use promo code MGShow. That is who's sponsoring this show today, Shady.
And I really like the product as well. I've been taking it for a few weeks now, and it is giving me energy, and it is making me feel better, and I'm not having to eat that 6 cups of fruits and vegetables. So I'm enjoying the Field of Greens as well, and it feels amazing to have a little bit of an uptick. I actually have mine after the show. Jeff has his before or during the show.
Because it's so good, Shady Groove.
Oh, good.
Shady Groove, vegetables.
Not a fan.
Ah, that's it. Field of Greens. fieldofgreens.com. And use code MGShow. Let them know that we sent you. And you'll love it. And Shady, which one are you taking? You're taking the pure organic one because there is an option for that as well, correct?
Well, I think that all the products are organic. And I'm taking the one that's like the green one. I'm not taking the wild berry one yet.
Okay, gotcha. Gotcha. So you're taking the light green one, not the foily colored green one. That's okay, correct. Gotcha. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. I love what do you it. Think of it? I really love it. I really love it. Yeah, I do. I take it after the show, and it gives me that evening energy. I'm not needing naps near the same as I was a couple months ago, so it's good.
Yeah, I don't need any naps anymore. In fact, I go to the gym, Shady Groove. All you little hoaxers out there, you're swinging your red pills. You're in shape. You're doing it. And thank you guys very much. And Ram Buller right there, he's sponsoring the show too with a $17 Rumble Rat. And with that, Shady Groove, we are sponsored by people like Ram Buller. We are not sponsored by Lucifizer, Shady Groove. So with that, Yeti, roll that beautiful boom footage.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There's no such thing as a bad investment. There's only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to hold physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900 for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
Hello, this is Jeff Peterson from the MG Show. Shady and I are so thankful to our viewers and listeners on the podcast and rumble.com/MG Show live 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. East and Brighteon.tv. If you guys want to help support this show, please help us with the sponsors, MyPillow, Sovereign Advisors, etc. We want to make sure that you understand the best way for you to help our show because we are not funded by Pfizer. We're funded by you. And this is citizen journalism, independent citizen journalism. This is the best way to support us. This is our mg.show/donate site. This $17 a month one is really awesome. I don't know why I like that number. Then there's also, that's recurring. Then there's also one-time donation, and there are other ways to donate as well. Buy us a coffee and give, send, go. But please, we really need your help to fight this battle every day and bring you content on our website. We've got a new blog too. So get over there, check out the content that we're delivering to you every day. Thank you guys. God bless.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell. And as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
I do not like my sheets. I love my Giza Dream Sheets.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you can buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or you can get my classic premium My Pillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all My Pillow products.
And welcome back. I welcome back and welcome back. I think I got it because he stops at three and I'm not sure. I have a hard time with math.
Getting those last two.
Yeah.
It's two more.
It can
get complicated.
So Shady, we got 800-873-0478. Call up today. Get some MyPillow for yourself and support the show. Support the workers over there at MyPillow.com who are of every they're Republicans or Democrats or independents. They don't care. They just want their country and they love Mike Lindell. He's doing a lot of great things. Also, you know, Mike is doing a lot of things with, you know, rehab and, he's got a foundation that helps people get clean like he did. MyPillow.com. We have a landing page, MyPillow.com/MG Show as well, Shady, or it's
1-800-873-0478.
There you go. I just wanted Shady to do it for a minute. Ross Pierre, $17 for the fighting fund. Thank you guys. Thank you. You guys don't realize it's, I know it's been, we got $5 here from Alchemist Zach. So proud of you guys for hooking up with Field of Greens. Use code MGShow, fieldofgreens.com. Great choice and example and setting an example for the Anon community. Thank you, Alchemist Zach. We love you, brother. And then we've got Rambler, Zach, and Ross Pierre. Okay, so we got that. Thank you. And I know it's been tough, guys. I know this economy is really tough. It's affecting everybody. And Christmas. We had Christmas, and we get it. But you know, the donations, you know, and the funding of the show is much, much needed. And I hate to ask, I really do. We shouldn't have to ask, but Rorik right here, here's my milk money for the week. Rorik, thank you so much.
Oh no.
Partner says, have you seen me lately? And it's, Hunter,
he's gonna be missing his vitamin D.
Hunter is on the back of that milk carton. Where's Hunter? Oh. Shady Groove. We love you. Love you, bro. Love you, Rourke. Thank you so much for being such a great guy. Breaking news. The incredible Shady Groove at Shady Groove with three O's is back on Twitter.
It looks that way. I just now found
out. Look at it. There's the Matrix. He's not back yet. Well, wait, it showed me. Oh. Wow. It showed me, but I'm still not there.
Yeah, I think it's coming.
Yeah. So there's Shady.
A smart Alec response. Look, I got pictures. Look at
this is your account. You are reinstated, brother.
What is going on?
Wow. Look at that. Oh, this is the James Woods. Oh, my gosh. Cyborg. China. Confucius Institute. Look. Can you see that?
I can see
breaking. It. Look it. Am I on?
Let me see what yours does. I'll go to your account now and see if it's showing it up from my side, because it's weird whenever you're logged in.
Look at that. Wow.
Yeah, it's da, 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 da. It's not showing me your account. Oh. Yeah, but still showing me your account suspended.
Okay. Stefanon, $20 is $20. I love you guys and thank you for all you do for us.
$20.
We love you, Steph. Thank you very much for that. And I hope the kiddos are doing well. I saw some pictures on Facebook. Tell them we said hello and tell them that.
I saw one of them and decided to cut his own hair.
Original Clag, morning, fellas. Clag here from C-Vine. What's up, Clag? It's the original Clag, $17 Rumble rant. Thank you so much. We do appreciate that. It goes a long way. I mean, we've got hosting. We've got our time. I mean, I tell you, Shady, how many hours a week do you think we work technically? Like, it doesn't feel like work because I enjoy it, but if this was clocking in
40, yeah,
it sure is. But wow, Shady Groove at Shady Groove with three O's on Twitter. Get over there and follow them. It looks like you've got 15,900 tweets there, Shady. You've got, let's see, Shady Groove. Truth, Transparency, and Government right here. You've got 22,400 followers, Shady. That's down from about, what, 56 roughly?
Yeah, like 57 or something like that is what I had whenever they took it away. So that's an indication of how many people they took off the platform.
Yeah, wow. Wow, so let's look at this too. General Flynn, he followed you. Is he still following you, I wonder?
I don't know. They let him back on the other day too.
Yes, General Flynn is back. G-E-N Flynn right here. General Flynn, no.
Was it real?
I don't know. I just go like for this and hit people. There he is. There he is. Follow. He's got 1 million followers. Yeah, at Jen Flynn, just like what I typed. But in that weird that it didn't really come up. Mm-hmm. But there he is right there, Shady Goof. Is he still following you too? And are you following him?
No, they have disconnected the two of us.
Okay, so now I'm following him. Okay, good. Good. So, all right. We got that. And again, yesterday we did address General Flynn's comments in regards to Q. We totally respect General Flynn and always, always will. He's a great friend of the MG show as well. Just didn't really care for the comments and would hope that maybe, you know, he'll reach out to us and ask about it. But could you imagine all the lunatics going, oh, all these weird Q decodes that have been, you know, sent out there. Try to just say, you know, news unlocks map. We try to stay fair. And, you know, the truth, a fact is a fact, whether we like it or not. And, you know, we just want to make sure if you guys missed what we said, we did make a statement on General Flynn. You can watch that in the second hour of yesterday's show, Shady Group.
Yep. And, you know, and I think that kind of stands for itself. If you'd like to hear the commentary, we sort of expanded on it yesterday. And I think that's about what we need to say about it.
Yep. Yep. And it looks like Liz 17 Blair had to refollow you, Shady Groove. So,
well, thank you, Liz.
Yeah, and Scottish Anon at Tartanium One just followed you. That's Scottish Anon. Shady, take note of that when you can. Make sure you get Scott.
DMs. Yep, I actually communicated with him the other day. I love that guy.
All right, and Rudy Rooster, much love, family. A $17 Rumble rant. Much love, Rudy. Hope you had a great and an amazing New Year's, my brother. That's Rudy Rooster. He is the fastest dude to get the sauce in the West and the East. I mean, that guy is fast, Rudy Groove.
There's like literally no gun faster.
No gun faster than Rudy Rooster. We love you. Oh, all right. So hopefully I just did another, like you said, that you went ahead and did another appeal like 2 days ago, kind of making a smart ass comment saying it's about time to let me on again. And you're on. So I just kind of did the same thing during Bright Shady's Groups. Let's see if, you know, it's like it is about time, guys. This is absolutely insane. So this is my account is suspended still. It's permanently suspended still. I did just submit an appeal. So we'll see what happens.
All right. Well, it's time for Elon to let the truth tellers back on the network if he's going to be sharing the information there, because I think he's realizing that right now, you know, he's having these people share the information on the platform and it is going nowhere because the mainstream media is not picking up on any of it and the people on Twitter can't move it out into the mainstream.
Yeah. And we got another one. T Proite 4219 is now following you, Shady Groove. And Leland asked for a reinstatement of In the Matrix. Maybe my friend, you know, Shady Groove might do the same thing. We'll see what happens.
I will. Absolutely. I'll give you a little bit of a recommendation. How about that?
You know, and let me tell you guys, the In the Matrix account, it's not just me. It's it was, you know, all of us. It's, you know, it was well, you know, a lot of it, like I did every Q post in threads, guys. And these threads could be a whole book, right? The book of Matrix threads, because it wasn't just the Q posts. It was it was every single Q post up to Durham, right? Durham Q, all the way up until we're not going to take it, that time frame, and then I'm gone. But those threads that I did actually had a little bit of research, and I called the brilliant Anon's theory, right? Clearly marked them as theories. Interesting theory from a brilliant Anon, okay? Also my theories, Shady Groove, our team's theories. What was kind of happening during that time as well are in those threads. They will live, you know, historically in the books, Shady, in my opinion. And I'm not trying to, I just, for whatever reason, said I need to figure out a way to get the Q posts on the Twitter. You know, it was, they asked that on the Twitter on the Chans. I was Anon first, Keck. And then they're saying, hey, we need people to take the truth over there. And I was one of the ones that went over there and tried to figure it out, Shady. And my first, the thread was in February or March. Actually, my first threads were the Parkland shootings.
Right. Early February, right? Mid-February.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Let's get the rose, Valentine's Day. Exactly. Yep. Let's get In the Matrix out there. In the Matrix with three X's. Elon at Elon Musk. Please help reinstate In the Matrix with three X's. Shady might have already done one. He'll do one if he already hasn't. Shady, we love you, brother. But congratulations. Being back on Twitter, that's a big win.
They took me down like 2.5 months before they took you down. So maybe it's just maybe there's like a time lapse or something and the Twitter coming back.
Let's do the time warp again. All right.
Hope Scottish Alec Anon doesn't get me thrown off there again.
Scottish Anon says, absolutely right, Jeff. They will be historic documents effectively. Thank you. MKL done. Looks like she did that as well. Jeff, I found you right before I got GPT on Twit, and you introduced me to Twitter, JGT58. Let's get back on Twitter, guys. I mean, you know, there's a lot happening on Twitter. I've got people that want me to join some of their Twitter spaces as well and talk about, you know, and that's Jess, if you're listening. I did see it, but I'm not on Twitter. I know you would help me, but I want to get on Twitter as me. In the Matrix with three X's, and let's see, you know, what happens. But, you know, she wants me to get on Twitter and talk to the people about the biolabs and the Biden investments and, you know, in China, Ukraine, Kazakhstan, Iraq, Iran. You know, they want us to, you know, people need to hear the truth. And please, Elon, help me out, brother. Help a brother out.
Yeah, they do need to hear the truth. They need to understand where this money is coming from, and they need to understand that the money that is coming back to upend and destroy your country is the money that you're putting out thinking that you're helping foreign countries. And so that loophole needs to be closed, and it needs to be exposed in a big, massive way. And it's just very interesting that the more that we talk about this deep state foundation system that is out there, the more people don't want to hear about it. So we got to amplify, and let's start pushing this forward a little bit more, guys, out there, because we need other people come into this conversation and recognizing the importance of accountability by your government. Right now, we've got the House of Representatives, and pick up that phone, call those representatives, tell them you care about government corruption and that you're behind them. Give them support. They will act for you if they hear from you, but if they don't hear from you, they're going to act by the accordance of the lobbyists that are in their ear every day.
Angela Leak just outed you, Shady. Yay, I just followed Shady. Now you need to post something. Yeah, like get your buddy out of Twitter jail. Oh, man. So there's a lot of news. Shady, remember yesterday we were talking about, a government for the people, a government run by you, the people, and we talked about Donald Trump's video that will get him elected?
Yep.
Did you know what Donald J. Trump posted?
The video that would get Donald Trump elected?
Yeah. So here it is right here. Some things never change. MAGA. And this is Donnie the Prophet, who follows me, and I follow him, at Donnie the Prophet on True Social. Nothing can stop what's coming. And let's listen to it, because it doesn't say a government run by the military. It doesn't say a government run by somebody else except for we the people. Shady Group, let's watch it. Here we go.
Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new,
government
controlled by you, the
American. All right, so it's not controlled by the military. It's a new government, not continuity. You guys get it. Let's go.
American people, the Washington establishment and the financial and media corporations that fund it exist for only one reason: to protect and enrich itself. The establishment has trillions of dollars at stake in this election. For those who control the levers of power in Washington and for the global special interest, they partner with these people that don't have your good in mind. Our campaign represents a true existential threat like they haven't seen before. This is not simply another four-year election. This is a crossroads in the history of our civilization that will determine whether or not we, the people, reclaim control over our government. The political establishment that is trying to stop us is the same group responsible for our disastrous trade deals, massive illegal immigration, and economic and foreign policies that have bled our country dry. The political establishment has brought about the destruction of our factories and our jobs as they flee to Mexico, China, and other countries all around the world. It's a global power structure that is responsible for the economic decisions that have robbed our working class, stripped our country of its wealth, and put that money into the pockets of a handful of large corporations and political entities. This is a struggle for the survival of our nation, and this will be our last chance to save it. This election will determine whether we're a free nation or whether we have only the illusion of democracy, but are in fact controlled by a small handful of global special interests rigging the system, and our system is rigged. This is reality. You know it, they know it, I know it, and pretty much the whole world knows it. The Clinton machine is at the We've seen this firsthand in the WikiLeaks documents in which Hillary Clinton meets in secret with international banks to plot the destruction of U.S. sovereignty in order to enrich these global financial powers, her special interest friends, and her donors. Honestly, she should be locked up. The most powerful weapon deployed by the Clintons is the corporate media, the press. Let's be clear on one thing. The corporate media in our country is no longer involved in journalism. They're a political special interest, no different than any lobbyist or other financial entity with a total political agenda. And the agenda is not for you, it's for themselves. Anyone who challenges their control is deemed a sexist, a racist, a xenophobe. They will lie, 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 and then again, they will do worse than that. They will do whatever is necessary. The Clintons are criminals, remember that. This is well documented. And the establishment that protects them has engaged in a massive cover-up of widespread criminal activity at the State Department and the Clinton Foundation in order to keep the Clintons in power. They knew they would throw every lie they could at me and my family and my loved ones. They knew they would stop at nothing to try to stop me. Nevertheless, I take all of these slings and arrows gladly for you. I take them for our movement so that we can have our country back. I knew this day would arrive. It's only a question of when. And I knew the American people would rise above it and vote for the future they deserve. The only thing that can stop this corrupt machine is you. The only force strong enough to save our country is us. The only people brave enough to vote out this corrupt establishment is you, the American people. Our great civilization has come upon a moment of reckoning. I didn't need to do this, folks, believe me. I built a great company and I had a wonderful life. I could have enjoyed the fruits and benefits of years of successful business deals and businesses for myself and my family instead of going through this absolute horror show of lies, deceptions, malicious attacks. Who would have thought? I'm doing it because this country has given me so much and I feel so strongly that it's my turn to give back to the country that I love. I'm doing this for the people and for the movement, and we will take back this country for you, and we will make America great again.
Yes, we will. Wow. Drain the swamp, guys. That, you know, I saw a lot of great comments here. Look at all the people in here. Slings and arrows. Remember your oath. Flags out, Sandy. This is the best speech. A couple of people said that as well. Fed Up American said, found on Twitter, Elon, bring back Jeff at MAGA Boom Keck Boom. That's a cool name. MAGA Keck Boom. MAGA Boom Keck Boom. Follow MAGA Boom Keck Boom on Twitter as well, guys. But wow, thank you for that $17 donation. I appreciate that. It's time. Let's get them. Let's get Twitter to do it. Congratulations, Shady Groove. Wow. I'm so proud of you, and I got FOMO.
Oh no! Now you can Google me. Let me just sit here.
I got a. Wow, he's on Twitter.
That was so exposed,
right? Just breaking news, real quick: Chinese nationals try to cross the border illegally, right in front of senators. Here we go.
Mark Meredith, live in El Paso, with an exclusive look behind the scenes. What you find, Mark? Good morning.
Bill, good morning to you. We saw quite a bit last night. Overnight, eight U.S. senators, they were at the border hearing how both drug smugglers as well as drug cartels, human smugglers, are trying to get both contraband and people over the border, over the Rio Grande River into the U.S. and how much it is happening on a pretty much a daily basis. Only our cameras were there as this bipartisan congressional delegation got to see the fortified areas along the border. They got to see what is happening. They got to see there from the men and women that are on the front lines. And at one point, even on our tour, we came across two Chinese nationals trying to illegally cross into the U.S. right there in front of the senators. Border agents were then searching the two men. The event certainly stood out to Texas Senator John Cornyn.
People wonder, what are these nationals doing coming across the southern border? Well, the fact of the matter is these are international human smuggling organizations, criminal enterprises that for the right amount of money, they'll smuggle you from anywhere in the world.
Now, these senators insist that this trip is a fact-finding mission, that this is not a photo op, and that they're going to be going back to D.C. to take what they've seen, to take what they've learned, and turn it into proposed legislation at some point to address.
So there you have it. Pretty interesting, guys. Wow. Right in front of them. Chinese national. So if that's not national security, thank you, George Soros. We have a very special place for you.
Yeah, we do have a very special place. And isn't it interesting that the senators go down there and actually see an illegal immigrants crossing the border from China? Joe Biden goes down there and doesn't even see an illegal person the whole time that he is there. Thank you, by the way, to all the patriots that are down there near El Paso and in the border. I saw the video of you guys out there on the streets, on the roads with your signs saying, you know, your stuff about Brandon, your stuff about immigration. Very, very good. I appreciate you guys coming out and making sure that the president of the United States knows that he's not welcome there and knows that we know that he's not doing a very good job. So I appreciate all the people that went out and stood out to wave the flags in the America First and the support Trump stuff for the Biden's visit to El Paso the other day.
And they cleaned it up for him too. He didn't see anything. That would be very bad optics for a criminal that, you know, wants to have human and drug smuggling and children smuggling through the border. Bad optics. So I guess he's pretty quote unquote smart for not doing what we wanted him to do, actually see the border. But it was kind of great seeing him right in front of Trump's beautiful wall, wasn't it?
Yeah, the wall that he tried to worked immensely a immense amount of time to try to defund. And he's standing there all proud like he's part of the wall. Yeah, that was epic.
Yeah, very interesting, too. Trump just says just 2 years ago, we had the strongest, safest southern border in USA history. Looking at it now, a dangerous, drug infested nightmare. That was 1 minute ago. And I did get a chance to put us live now on there. So come and we're going to go over Trump's truths today because he's not on Twitter and we need to, you know, keep up with him. And there's a lot of news that he's pointing out. Obviously, we've got Joe Biden, Shady Groove. Joe Biden at the Penn State with his little Penn Biden Center of Corruption. $54 billion was donated to that. And apparently, there's just a few tippy-top classified information, Shady. Mm-hmm. Where's Merrick Garland? Are you gonna swat him now? Where's the equal justice? You can't tell him. We got to show him. So now we have Trump with documents that they swatted, basically with FBI agents. Merrick Garland. They wanted to impeach him right away. They wanted to indict him right away. Shady. Now, where is the outrage?
I've not seen it. I woke up this morning thinking it was going to be wall-to-wall outrage against Joe Biden for keeping secret classified documents in his person or in his office. But guess what? Crickets.
Mike said University of Pennsylvania. Blow dart. Is that how
blow dart?
This right here is a statement from Donald J. Trump today, January 10th, 2023. Statement by that feels weird to say, 2023.
I know.
Here it is. Statement by Donald J. Trump, the 45th president of the United States of America. So interesting to see that people are talking about the border. When I was running in 2016, I was the only one talking about it. And then in 2020, there was nothing to talk about because the border was the best it has ever been. Drugs were at the lowest point in the last 40 years. Our border was secure with hundreds of miles of wall built, and Mexican soldiers were guarding our border for free. So, before the election took place, I couldn't talk about the border because the border wasn't a problem. I fixed it. It's amazing what has happened in the 2 years, because now the border is probably our biggest bone of contention. Along with everyone being killed in Ukraine, the Afghanistan withdrawal, which was perhaps our worst military withdrawal in history, our economy that is crashing and inflation eating us alive, Biden has allowed the cartels to destroy the border, and I will destroy the cartels.
Boom. That right there, my friends, is a massive boom. Go back and think about right whenever Trump came into office, he was first, there was no wall, guys. There was none of that 30-foot wall that is down there currently. Like almost maybe there was like a 3 or 4 mile stretch of it in southern Arizona or something. There was only one little spot where there was any of that wall built. And I think he's gotten like almost 700 miles, 600 or 700 miles total of a 1,200-mile border has a wall up now? That's thanks to Donald Trump. And Donald Trump only. No other politician would engineer and put that wall up down there like he did. It was Donald Trump alone that did that.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And, you know, so we've got Donald J. Trump talking about it as well. Let's read this one right here. This is, wow, the Biden think tank is funded by China. Also, a VP cannot declassify documents, which are covered by the Federal Records Act, which is criminal and much tougher than Presidential Record Act, which is not criminal. A president, me, can declassify. How much more information has China been given, Shady Grove? The amount was $54 million that Biden think tank received from China. That's a lot of money. They saw the classified documents.
And that's only one think tank and only one transaction. Now put that in the context of what this guy's been up to for the last 25 years. Yeah. You know, we're talking, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars that is completely ignored by the mainstream media, by the way, that are the ones that are, you know, calling me the crackpot.
And not to forget the child issues with University of Pennsylvania and Penn State, respectively. They both have the same similar issue. You know, that was covered up. University of Pennsylvania had the CEO of Merck come help them. Interesting. Shady Grove, VP Biden was hoarding classified documents at an office, right? Biden did what he accused President Trump for, with the difference that he, as VP, never had the authority to declassify these documents compared with President Trump, who had that power while in office. Let's watch this.
You remember back to August and the atrocities the media told us about, not in Mexico or Brazil, certainly not in Ukraine, but at Mar-a-Lago. Remember that? Classified documents were discovered, illicit classified documents, including top secret cocktail napkins at Mar-a-Lago. There was even, and we're quoting the federal indictment, a birthday dinner menu found somewhere near the First Lady's closet. Now, the Washington Post first reported that nuclear codes or relevant nuclear material, secret ones, were discovered there. And that's why a former CIA director and Michael Beschloss, the historian, suggested it could be time for Donald Trump to be executed by electric chair. And for sure, the consensus in Washington, once these documents were discovered, this crime was unearthed. There was no possibility Donald Trump could ever again run for office. He needed to go to jail. Every person connected to the Biden administration told us that, including Joe Biden himself. What data was there in there that may compromise sources and methods, Biden asked. So as Biden was saying that, it turns out that he was, and you'll be shocked to hear this, doing exactly the same thing that he accused Donald Trump of doing. Joe Biden was storing classified documents in a private office at a fake think tank that has been set up for him at the University of Pennsylvania. That fake think tank is called the Penn Biden Center for Diplomacy and Global Engagement at the University of Pennsylvania. Now, we should tell you we don't know exactly what these classified documents are. And unlike Michael Beschloss and the former head of the CIA, we're not going to speculate. But according to CNN, they were very sensitive. Quote, the classified materials included some top secret files with the sensitive compartmented information designation, also known as SCI, which is used for highly sensitive information obtained from intelligence sources. So what exactly were these materials? Were they the nuclear codes? We're probably going to find out pretty soon, because there's no question Merrick Garland will unleash one of his signature pre-dawn raids on the University of Pennsylvania at any moment. Because it's a national security threat. Merrick Garland will get right on that. But actually, Penn may be a national security event. We know you're very impressed your nephew got in, but Penn, as an institution, takes an awful lot of money from the Chinese Communist Party. Not making that up. In recent years, Penn has received more than $50 million from anonymous Chinese donors. So the question is, were those donors peering at the classified documents, the national security secrets that Joe Biden had been stashing at the fake think tank that Penn set up for him? How much access did they have exactly to these documents? We're very much looking forward to the Washington Post expose on that.
Pretty interesting, eh?
Pretty interesting.
VP can't declass documents, period. Also, China. Now we got China coming over the border.
Wow, yep. Trump is and great. I was just looking at the Penn Biden Center, and the Penn Biden Center officially opened their doors on February 8th, 2018. And interestingly enough, they have their
Their chartered mission here at the top is advancing the dialogue on internationalism, addressing threats to the liberal international order, and engaging a new generation. This is front-facing. This is a look into what it is they're doing to the next generation of Americans and the way that they're trying to bring them into these contaminated conversations and twist their brains around to hate America.
Yeah. Amazing, guys. I'm amazing.
The signal that they're protecting our democracy.
So Biden giving China highly classified documents would be a bridge too far. I certainly wouldn't do that. Not a good situation for our country to be in. Wow, folks. Wow. And by the way, Shady, the House passed the 87,000 FBI, yep, armed FBI people. It was interesting. There was a, you know, on TV, they were saying for each House rep, they would have like 20. So like Brian Mast right here in my county would have 20 IRS agents fully armed, ready to go take on regular, hardworking business people. Shady.
Yeah. And remember all of over the weekend, the mainstream media flipping out over the idea of like, they're not going to be able to get anything done. They're not going to be able to do anything in the House of Representatives. And this whole rules package is going to stymie them up and slow them down. Funny thing, they passed the whole rules package intact the way it was, like first try yesterday, right before this occurred with the IRS agents. So I think that the approval rating for Congress will increase this year, Jeff. I think it's going to get up from like 6%. We may even get into the double digits by the time it's over.
Now, we're getting a lot of questions too, saying that the House passed that bill. It does have to go to the Senate. We understand that. But what I think a lot of people aren't really visualizing, because maybe they can't, because the House and the Congress have been, you know, a clown show for years, right, and years and years. But what you're going to see is you're going to see like Jim Jordan doing, and you know, the church committee style committees are coming out. The weaponization of the FBI and the DOJ, these are going to be seen, and the clown media is not going to be able to hide it for much longer. What you're going to see coming out of the House of Representatives will actually be, if you can't tell them, we have to show them. Now, maybe some moderate senators will vote with us. We don't know, to be seen. Let's see what happens, Shady Groove. But I think that we're actually entering a really good time in our country, because information and real investigations are going to happen, Shady.
I agree with that. I agree with that wholeheartedly. And I think that everybody should be encouraged. I think that you should be encouraged about the way that the speaker was selected. I think you should be encouraged about the way that your country works. Let me, you know, just real quick, like, you have to realize that no other country do they get this. No other country is there a debate about, you know, it's all ceremonial. And what you watched happen last week with the House of Representatives and selecting the speaker, that was a negotiation. You saw an actual debate and a negotiation about ideas and the way that we're going to function and how we're going to get rid of all of this nonsense. You guys, this nonsense that's been going on in the House of Representatives, it started at 9/11. And they've shut down the people's house. They've not let anybody in there. Now they're saying they're going to open it up and let anybody that wants to come to the House of Representatives and watch the business can come. That is amazing. Also, Jeff, they passed the little thing saying that the lawmakers no longer have to go through the metal detectors to access the house anymore, which is amazing as well, because Nancy Pelosi just wanted to run them through there to make them feel like sheep.
That's right. And you know, what was interesting too, is that there's a little tidbit that people didn't see. And let me just find the actual truth here. One of our followers on Truth, fellow Patriots right here. This is it right here. It's at JL Steger. At JL Steger, notice this. Check this out. MG Show Matrix, Shady Groove, What Yeti, just cruising around the battlefield this morning and came across this dasting little nugget. Here's Jim McGovern. The biggest concession to come out of McCarthy was a backroom deal with the MAGA extremists, allowing any member to move to vacate the speaker's chair is in section Q.
Yeah, because of course it is.
Of course it is. And by the way, we're going to be leaving Brighteon.tv. Oh my gosh, this hour just flew by, Shady. Come over, check us out, rumble.com/MG Show. If you want to see the rest of the 5 minutes here till the top of the hour, we take a 5 minute break. Then we come back at 105 on rumble.com/MG Show or Red State Talk Radio, or listen to your Brighteon guests that are coming up next after us. They've got some great guests. They got some great shows. And you can always listen to us on the podcast, or you can always come to rumble.com/MG show, where both 2 hours are always archived. So listen when you want, or use the podcast. And we've got a lot of ways for you to listen to the show. Shady Groove, 54 million in Chinese gifts donated to UPenn, home of the Biden Center. Shady Groove, this is insane.
And now it's in the public realm. Now it's up for discussion. Now you can share this with the people that you know, the people that you know that maybe anti-Trump, and they were all excited about the 9,000th time that they thought that they had gotten Trump. Well, share this with them. Like, wait a minute. You're ready to throw everybody in jail and in the gulags and not give them food for the rest of their lives because Donald Trump had a few classified documents. But, oh, wait. Oh, now you're softening. Oh, now there's a reason why Joe Biden had those. Oh, I got it. Right.
Yeah. He was vice president. He shouldn't have them. He was vice president. He shouldn't have them. It's illegal. It's more illegal for him to do it than a president, Shady. Even Obama.
That's exactly
more illegal.
Right. Yeah. That's true. Because he doesn't have the same authority to take the documents.
It's more illegal than Obama's sock drawer. What Joe Biden did is super illegal.
Wasn't it Clinton's sock drawer?
Hey, yeah, you're right. It wasn't Obama's.
But yeah, you tried to slide on that one.
It was. All right. So we got Byron Donalds. We're going to cover him in the next hour. We're going to talk a little bit about what the church committee is, look at it. Byron Donalds, who is from Florida, wants to set up a church committee. He even said it. So let's watch that real quick, and then we're going to probably head out of here real soon. Let's check this out. This is Byron Donalds.
Look, we took the House, and we are ready to lead effectively, but we have to have the right tools and the right leadership to do just that.
Okay, then let's actually name names. I'm going to be bold. I'm going to take the leap and say Byron Donalds is not going to get to 218. This is a guy most people don't even know if his first name is his last name or his last name is his first. So let's go with realistic names.
At one point, Florida Representative Byron Donalds emerged as an alternative to McCarthy, gaining 20 votes himself. Joining me right now is Florida Congressman Byron Donalds himself.
We're going to have a select committee just to investigate China and all the things that the CCP is doing to not only influence here in the United States, but also to take jobs away from Americans over the years. We're going to get to the bottom of that.
I did nothing wrong. I carried out the policy of the United States government.
Number two, I've been talking with Jim Jordan and James Comer. The investigations, not just into the FBI, the Department of Justice, but also with what the Biden family has been doing for the last several years.
Rudy Giuliani and his thugs are flat lying.
We're going to get all to the bottom of that. But one of the other things that was included in this rules package is a church committee that actually will go through the process of investigating the weaponization of the federal government.
We're going to make them answer for why parents have suddenly become domestic terrorists.
I want to recognize the FBI and the U.S. Attorney's offices for their extraordinary work.
If you find that there was actual evidence of wrongdoing, will you support impeaching Joe Biden?
Oh, that's something that will happen.
What we have to do now is focus on Donald Trump. This is about Trump's corruption. That's what we should be focusing on.
What we witnessed when the Democrats were in control was that they picked a target, which was President Trump, and they did everything they could to try to damage him in any possible way. What Republicans are committing to do is going through the investigation process. We want the evidence to speak for itself. We want the American people to see that. And if the conclusions become clear that there are high crimes and misdemeanors that have been committed, then we'll be pushing forward with the next necessary course of action.
And when they ask you if that was your laptop, you say you don't know, which is hard to believe.
Yeah. No, you know, look, I really don't know. And the fact of the matter is it's a red herring. It is absolutely red herring. But I think within my rights to question anything that comes from the desk of Rudy Giuliani.
We have a lot of work to do. We have a Biden administration that must be held accountable. Yeah. Don't think for a second, Joe Biden, I didn't see your silly little border plan, because that is a joke.
You can't forget that we do, as a nation of immigrants, have an obligation to provide better tools and pathways for them to come in.
Boom. Shady Groove. Wow.
You're looking at the future of American transparency begin right now. This is the beginning of it.
And right now, we're going to take a little bit of a break. Shady Groove, what a great first hour. Time flies when you're having fun. So come on, stay tuned. We'll come on back for hour number two. 5 minute break. Much love. Shady, take it away.
Stay tuned for hour number two of the Matrix Groove Show live on Red State Talk Radio. Coming right up after these words, In the Matrix with 3X's.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
I do not like my sheets. I love my Giza Dream Sheets.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you can buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or you can get my classic premium My Pillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all my pillow products.
The Brighteon store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient-dense superfoods and supplements can help nourish your body and promote your optimal health and well-being. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee on all purchases. You deserve the best. BrighteonStore.com. Support this amazing platform and amazing Patriots for Humanity.
Use promo code MGSHOW at checkout for additional savings.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There is no such thing as a bad investment. There's only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900 for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
Where we go
have it all, and that fate is in our hands. Had a reason to fool us, but we didn't take the bait. Wanna take us to hell, but we got guns at the gate.
Welcome back. Hour number two, The Matrix Groove Show on RedStateTalkRadio.com. Just say, hey, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio. Go to InTheMatrix3X.com.
Promise me whatever happens, that you never give up. I write rhymes and graffiti sincerely, religiously, practicing my religion lyrically. Holy Spirit MC, miss me with that R.I.P. mural of me. Pissing on the grave of tyranny. Will we be fearless freedom fighters miracling? What that sounds, such a sweet thing. Pumping trafficking, catch your last string. Love child, keep a smile on your face and break down any wall that's in your way. I'll be there with you on any stage. Relationship past time and space.
Right now all we need is a miracle. God is thinking that love is criminal. We're living in a world of confusion. Wake me up and take me from this illusion.
Money's not everything, some poor wedding rings. Leave the kids to deal with the severity of severing. Born in the image of heaven sent, man in miracle dust. Lullabies, mama's cries, judicial system and the almighty judgment collide. Eternal life provide, worth much more than an oil pipeline.
Right now all we need is a miracle. God is thinking that love is criminal. We're living in a world of confusion. Wake me up and take me from this illusion.
Next one's gonna be my best one. Promise me whatever happens that you never give up. I promise you whatever happens, I'ma never give up.
Right now all we need is a miracle. God is thinking that love is criminal. We're living in a world of confusion. Wake me up and take me from this illusion.
My first one, like my last one. One's gonna be my best one. Promise me whatever happens that you never give up. I promise you whatever happens, I'ma never give up. You my first one, like my last one. And my next one's gonna be my best one. Promise me whatever happens that you never give up. I promise you whatever happens, I'ma never give up.
Yeah, JT Wild, Tracy Beans was in that, and Eddie Rap Life. Thank you very much for supporting JT Wild. JT Wild with an E.com. Shady Groove, welcome back to the hour number two.
Man, that gets me fired up. I'm hoping that it does the same to all of you. You're each a miracle. We're all a miracle. It is a miracle that we are here, standing here today on the cusp of taking back our country. Let's take a look back to 2015, 2016. Did you ever think, looking back to that time period, that you would be 5-6 years later sitting here actually fighting for your country, actually having a voice, actually able to stand up, actually have the information to bring whenever you share with people? And that's where we are today, and we're very, very thankful, and it is a miracle.
And that's a great song. That's a great song. That's a great song. You can say that again, Lee Legs. That's a great song. JT Wild with an E.com. Shady Groove. He's a brother from another mother. We love him so much. And he's been, working hard in this movement for a long time. He's my favorite musician out there. And there's many. And there's others. And there are others. We get it. But he's my favorite. Sorry.
You have a special all right, JT.
So Shady, you did a truth about the committee here, and we're going to kind of, you know, for those who don't know, please share. Remember, they had 100% narrative control in the mid 70s. They don't now. The church committee, why you heard about, or what you heard about, right? Heart attack guns, right? FBI and MLK, Martin Luther King, Patriot Group infiltration. Wow. I'm sure that's not how they did January 6th. Nothing to see here, Shady. Confidential human sources in the media, agents at editing desk in the MSM. We've got that mapped out in Q posts. Women's group infiltration, CIA drug running, and that's only to name a few, Shady.
It was an amazing time, and it's very interesting because going back and looking at all this stuff, like in our research, being conspiracy people, you know, we've went back and we've watched these videos. We've seen some of this stuff that came out of the church committee, and it's very interesting because what you end up seeing is you don't see correlating news stories with a lot of this stuff that happened in the 1970s. They didn't publish it. The New York Times wasn't publishing it. You know, none of these other newspapers were even talking about it, and it really wasn't on TV in the evenings. And so my point with looking at this whole thing with the church committee is to think, hey, man, what if there'd been a group of people out there in America who are actually activated to spread this information around then? Well, there wasn't really the networks. There wasn't really the possibility. Now we're in a completely different scenario where this information can get out past the breaker because of all of you, because you guys are ignoring the narrative and paying attention to the truth.
That's right. And so this is the Church Committee. It's formerly the United States Select Committee to Study Governmental Operations with Respect to Intelligence Activities. It was a U.S. Senate Select Committee in 1975, that had investigated abuses by the CIA, NSA, Federal Bureau of Investigation, and the IRS, chaired by Idaho Senator Frank Church, who was a Democrat in Idaho. The committee was a part of a series of investigations into House intelligence abuses in 1975, dubbed the Year of Intelligence, including its House counterpart, the Pike Committee. The Presidential Rockefeller Commission, the committee's efforts to lead the establishment of permanent U.S. Senate Select Committee on Intelligence. The most shocking revelations of the committee include MK Ultra, guys, involving the drugging and torturing of unwitting U.S. citizens as part of human experimentation on mind control. COINTELPRO was also released in the report, involving the surveillance and infiltration of American political and civil rights organizations. Now, guys, you have to realize COINTELPRO goes all the way down to your HOA. They have somebody watching you in every gathering of interest, Shady Groove.
Yeah, exactly. More than eight people or something was their standard. It's like, that's what it was. If there was more than eight people gathering, then they wanted to have an infiltrator in there.
That's
right. Look at the world we live in now.
Family Jewels was a CIA covertly assassinate foreign leaders. Operation Mockingbird as a systematic propaganda campaign with domestic and foreign journalists operating as CIA assets, Shady. And dozens of U.S. news organizations providing cover for CIA activity. It also unearthed Project Shamrock, in which major telecommunication companies shared their traffic with NSA while officially confirming the existence of the Signals Intelligence Agency to the public for the first time. Shady, pretty interesting.
Yeah, and you know, a couple of things that are interesting about this. Number one, they established the Permanent Select Committee, the U.S. Permanent Select Committee, and what you were reading down there at the end, the Shamrock operation and all of this different stuff that they were putting out there, like all of that stuff got exposed, and all of that stuff got splintered among the different intelligence agencies. And what happened, very interestingly, was what was 9/11 a catalyst for? What happened after 9/11? What did they immediately do? What was the first thing that they wanted to do? They wanted to bring all of these intelligence agencies back under one roof, like they were before the church committee, you see? So they went in the 70s and they split this all up and divided it up and made it to where they really couldn't communicate so that they couldn't be investigating Americans. They're supposed to be protecting us from foreign threats. And 9/11 comes and they get the Gang of Eight, and all of a sudden this whole thing congeals again and they start using FISA warrants out of the box. And this is where we're at 20 years later.
That's right. And keep in mind that if we have one of these, this kind of information is going to come out again. So you need to look forward thinking into how we are proceeding in our movement, guys, the movement for truth. This is Shady. This is a quick little segment on the 1975-76 Church Committee, then the origins, and it's brought to you by the Senate historian Catherine Scott. Shady, you want to take a look at it?
Yep, let's do it.
I think it's important to know what is coming up, folks.
Welcome to Real America on C-SPAN 3's American History TV. 40 years ago, in the wake of Watergate, the United States Senate created a special committee to look into the activities of U.S. intelligence services. The committee had a long official title. It was the Senate Select Committee to Study Governmental Operations with Respect to Intelligence Activities, and it quickly took on the nickname of its chairman, Frank Church, and it was best known to history as the Church Committee. The committee met for 16 months. It reviewed more than 10,000 documents. It called 800 witnesses before the committee and its staff. Its legacy includes the creation of the Senate Permanent Select Intelligence Committee, providing ongoing oversight of the intelligence agencies, and the creation of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act of 1978, which we know as FISA. The Church Committee's public hearings were held in the historic Senate caucus room, seen at the Watergate hearings only 2 years earlier. Next, we visit the caucus room to meet Kate Scott, Associate Historian of the Senate, who explains how and why the Church Committee came about and sets the stage for a September 16, 1975 hearing with CIA Director William Colby.
The Church Committee was created in January of 1975 by the Senate in response to a series of revelations and allegations about domestic intelligence abuses in the United States. And the Senate created this committee by an overwhelming bipartisan majority, a vote of 82-4, to establish a committee that would examine just this specific issue of intelligence abuses and maybe how they were violating constitutional protections. The Church Committee, to understand the context of the Church Committee, you have to go back to 1970. That was really the first big revelation of domestic intelligence abuses. A whistleblower, a former Army counterintelligence captain, provided details in 1970 in a published account that was published by the Washington Monthly of a nationwide Army domestic intelligence program. Members of Congress didn't know anything about it. It had been secret for running for about a decade, and the whole purpose was to monitor political dissent in the United States, those who voiced opposition to the U.S. domestic and foreign policies. So Senator Sam Ervin of North Carolina chaired a committee to look into those allegations in 1971. And then 2 years after that, Sam Ervin again chaired another committee, the Senate Watergate Committee, to investigate allegations of impropriety during the 1972 presidential campaign. And over the course of that investigation, there were new allegations made about the political uses of the FBI and CIA during that campaign. And then finally, in December of 1974, Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Seymour Hersh published a front page above the fold article in the New York Times alleging that the CIA had developed a domestic surveillance program, which would have been in complete violation of its charter. It was to have no domestic intelligence applications. And that allegation came about a month after the midterm elections of 1974, when a large group of so-called Watergate babies were elected to Congress. And many of them had run on a campaign pledge to clean up the executive branch and to come into Congress to provide better oversight of the executive branch. So something like the abuses that were revealed during the Watergate investigation couldn't happen again. So you have a large class of Watergate babies coming in saying, we need to change the way that the government's operating. And then you have another revelation, the third one now, to say that there are some intelligence abuses out there, and Congress doesn't seem to know much about them. And so in January of 1975, with the swearing in of these new, shortly after the swearing in of this new class, the Senate agrees to create this new special committee. Senator Frank Church is the chairman. That's why we call it the Church Committee. He was at that time an 18-year member. He had served on the Foreign Relations Committee for 18 years. He was a Senate veteran. He had been a prominent, outspoken critic of the Vietnam War. He was deeply involved in issues related to U.S., the use of intelligence abroad. He was himself a former intelligence officer during World War II. He had served as an intelligence officer. So while he had a deep respect for the nature of intelligence gathering and the usefulness of the intelligence community, he was also skeptical about its applications, particularly domestic applications. The vice chairman of that committee was John Tower of Texas. He was a fiery member of the Republican Party. He was a 10-year member of the Armed Services Committee, knew a lot about U.S. intelligence operations, and was a little bit skeptical, a little bit concerned about how the Senate could investigate these sensitive national security issues without revealing national security secrets. So he later boasted that he was put on the committee to make sure that this didn't become a sort of media extravagant, that didn't become a sensational event, and in some ways to protect the intelligence agencies. That's really the origins of the Church Committee.
We have been victimized by excessive secrecy, not only with respect to the failure of the Congress in the past to exercise proper surveillance over intelligence activities, but also excessive secrecy has created this kind of mischief within the executive branch. Here we have a case where the very methods of secrecy concealed for 5 years an act of insubordination within the CIA that came to light only by the happenstance that Mr. Colby, the present director, asked the agency if they please wouldn't tell him what's been going on that's wrong.
Pretty interesting. Secrecy.
Yeah, couple different things real quick before you move into the next thing. I wanted to give you a little bit of a more open understanding. Like this, the Church Committee, actually, that is where the FISA, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act of 1978, that was born out of. So if you understand FISA, you know that we've gone back through Q and understood how the FISC works, how they get the warrants and what they have to go through to get them. Well, that process was initiated because of the Church Committee. So again, some more correlation there to understand where we're at today and what obstacles we put in place for the deep state to be able to go after American people. And now we're looking at the way that they've worked around those obstacles to continue their process that they were doing, you know, all the way back then.
That's right. And I want to also play Senator Church in 1975 as well. Remember, this guy was a Democrat, Shady. And that needs to be highlighted, folks. All right.
Prominent Democrat, and he was actually a protege of Johnson.
Yep, he was from Idaho, Democrat out of Idaho, Senator Church. Let's listen to him real quick, Shitty.
But let me tell you this. Mm-hmm. In the need to develop a capacity to know what potential enemies are doing, the United States government has perfected a technological capability that enables us to monitor the messages that go through the air. These messages are between ships at sea. They can be between military units in the field. We have a very extensive capability of intercepting messages wherever they may be in the airwaves. Now, that is necessary and important to the United States as we look abroad at enemies or potential enemies. We must know. At the same time, that capability at any time could be turned around on the American people. And no American would have any privacy left, such as the capability to monitor everything, telephone conversations, telegrams, it doesn't matter. There would be no place to hide if this government ever became a tyranny. If a dictator ever took charge in this country, the technological capacity that the intelligence community has given the government could enable it to impose total tyranny. And there would be no way to fight back, because the most careful effort to combine together in resistance to the government, no matter how privately it was done, is within the reach of the government to know. Such is the capability of this technology. Now, why is this investigation important? I'll tell you why. Because I don't want to see this country ever go across the bridge. I know the capacity that is there to make tyranny total in America. And we must see to it that this agency and all agencies that possess this technology operate within the law and under proper supervision so that we never cross over that abyss. That's the abyss from which there is no return.
Wow.
Too bad they don't show that in school, isn't it? Too bad they don't show children that to understand where we're at today. We wouldn't probably, you know, if kids actually got an education about what happened in the past and what happened in history, we probably wouldn't even needed Q because we would be up to date. We would understand. But the school system is in sync with the government system. Matter of fact, the prison system, the school system, and the government system is about the same system.
Systemic corruption. Wow. We did it. So this is insane. Like, you know, by the way, I did do a truth, guys. Here it is right here. Shady Groove is back on the Twitter battlefield. Oh, go give him a follow. Because I can multitask. Please feel free. Please free my account, Elon. There it is. Truth for Freedom. There it is. There's a screen grab of it right there. There you go. You've already got 25 likes because I liked it too. I like my own post, JD.
You like it. Aw, look at you.
But yeah, please. There it is right there. Let's see if you did a truth yet. Let's just check. No.
Me?
Welcome back.
I retruthed Yeti and I retruthed Cue Ball that was calling for you to come back on.
I'm waiting for you to do one. You'll get it, I know, because I'm a good multitasker. You know how crazy I am with the social media. I'm a marketing genius, Shady Groove. Just ask me. Yeah, I'll tell you.
Yeah, I keep hearing that. Yeah, you tell me that every day.
Wow. All right. So we also have something that they really don't want you to see, Shady Groove, and we've got it happening all over the place. By the way, this is a obvious statement, man. Had a good one. Are you having a climate change? Climate change is real. The rising global temperatures are causing heart attacks. This is definitely not the vaccine. Trust us. If you're having an active climate change, having seen this ad provides legal immunity to us, paid for by your tax dollars.
for terms that your doctor can understand.
And you guys got to retruth that meme, guys. That is awesome. It's all I got.
Brilliant. Five
retruths. In the Matrix with three X's on Truth Social and Shady Groove with three O's on Truth Social. You know, please, you know, help us out, guys. Help us spread some information. Retruth. I'm trying to retruth you guys as well. Just so you know, I'm not one of those big accounts that I love the little guys because I'm with you guys. I mean, we roll our sleeves up. We take it to the deep state every day, Shady Groove.
It's basically a dirty job.
Yeah, it is. And by the way, Shady, where's Mark Elias right now, Shady Groove? This is Mark Elias truth. The media is missing the reality. Really big reason why the raid today is potential blockbuster in American politics. Shall forfeit his office and be disqualified from holding any office under the United States, Joe Biden.
Oh, no, that means Kamala's really the president, like he keeps saying.
Oh, God. No, we can impeach her. I mean,
impeach her first.
Impeach all of them. Jeez. But interesting, right? Where's Mark Elias now? Where are his lawsuits? Where is the DOJ? Where are the FBI? Where are they, Shady?
Crickets. It will be absolute crickets, and they will tell you that you are crazy for thinking that something like this is even mentionable.
Breaking news on Twitter. Those ER doctors on Twitter who claimed hordes of patients were dying from COVID every day were fake. They were fake, Shady Groove.
Fake.
They were fake. I know.
And you want to talk about something that's really going to start irritating people whenever they realize this, whenever they realize that they were actually censoring real doctors who had real science for fake doctors who had no science whatsoever. They're just a troll bot on Twitter so that they can maintain the narrative. And your grandma and your aunt and your uncles were all in hospitals and you weren't getting information and they were dying because you weren't getting information because they weren't letting you know about hydroxychloroquine. You had governors making hydroxychloroquine impossible to get in Nevada and other states. This is going, this snowball is going, and it's not stopping.
Yep. And here's the sauce right here. This is it right here. So this is the sauce. These doctors push masking COVID lockdowns on Twitter. Turns out they don't exist. This is December 13th, 2022. Last month, Dr. Robert Honeyman lost their sister to COVID. They wrote about it on Twitter, received dozens of condolences, over 4,000 retweets and 43,000 likes. Exactly 1 month later, on December 12th, Honeyman wrote another tragedy and had befallen their family. Sad to announce that my husband has entered coma after visiting hospital with COVID. The doctor is unsure if he will come out, they tweeted. This year has been the toughest life of losing my sister to the virus. This is the first time in my life I don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. Again, condolences were and well wishes were rolled in, of course, because we love each other, right? I mean, this is what it's about. But there is a problem, Shady. Honeyman wasn't real.
That's a problem.
The transgender doctor of sociology and feminist studies with a keen interest in poetry, who used they, them pronouns, was in fact a stock photo described on deposit photos, a royalty-free image site, as smiling, happy, handsome Latino man outside headshot portrait. Their supposedly comatose husband, Dr. Patrick Honeyman, was also fake. His Twitter photo had been stolen from an insurance professional in Wayne, Indiana. These two fake doctors were accounts urged extreme caution about COVID-19 were part of a network of at least four fake accounts that touted their ties to LGBTQ+ community, vocally advocated for mask wearing and social distancing, and dished out criticism to those they felt were not taking the pandemic seriously. The Honeymans could not be reached for comment as they do not exist. At the publication time, Robert Honeyman's account was no longer active.
So that makes you think, like, you know, okay, the accounts don't exist. Who made them? Who made them? And then who accredited them? And who pointed to them? Who kept pointing back to these fake accounts that were fake doctors as, quote, the science? Remember, Dr. Fauci came out and said he was the science? This is probably what he meant.
Yeah, and let me just get this one, because this is what, you know, why don't they post this? This is interesting. Here we go, Shady.
And where?
Sobering reminder.
What is enough? And there were many there. I mean, Shady, and we didn't even get the Bills guy there's questions about that, all that too. In fact, GemComs tomorrow with Queued Up is going to go through some of the symbology that are around the NFL and that Bills game with Mar Hamlin. So very interesting. Yeah.
It's absolutely crazy. And what you need to be doing is you need to be asking your friends and family, do you remember this? Do you guys remember this? Do you guys remember ever seeing a newscaster pass out on a live broadcast, like have a seizure or a stroke 5-6 years ago? Do you remember that? Do you remember seeing professional athletes pass out during a game? I don't remember any of that, guys. It wasn't happening. This is all because of...
Remember, Shady, we had that document since the COVID jab was initiated. 1,616 people had heart attacks, myocarditis, heart attacks, and 1,400 of them died.
Yeah. That's real. That's not made up.
Wow. So, Shady, we have another Twitter files out there. Alex Burnt. Is it Berenson? Alex Berenson, Shady Grove. He actually was talked about with Tucker. Check it out.
The first person you would deputize to do it, to go through these files, and that's Alex Berenson, whose Substack has been really the source of most reasonable reporting on COVID. He's also the author of Pandemia. Alex Berenson joins us tonight. Alex, thanks so much for coming on. How heartening that of all people, Elon Musk would ask you to go through these files. It's almost unbelievable. We're grateful for it. Can you give us a preview of what we're going to see in these files?
Well, the short answer, Tucker, is that I can't give you much of a preview beyond what I wrote today in the Stack about Scott Gottlieb and Pfizer, and finding out that Gottlieb, who was the former FDA commissioner and is a board member of Pfizer, which obviously has an enormous financial interest in the vaccines, was also pushing Twitter to suppress people he didn't like. Not just me, but in one case, a fellow Trump administration appointee who followed him as the acting FDA commissioner later in 2019. That's how much Scott Gottlieb and Pfizer didn't want discussion of the vaccines. I want to say one other thing about that and then answer your question about the Twitter files. What's also so striking about that is that when Gottlieb had a problem, he went to a guy named Todd O'Boyle. Todd O'Boyle was a lobbyist, a senior lobbyist in Twitter's Washington office, and he is the guy the White House turned to first when they wanted to censor at Twitter. So we have evidence of, let's say, overlap between Pfizer and the White House as they tried to push vaccines, as they tried to discourage vaccine hesitancy, and as they tried to suppress debate around the vaccines. And I think that's very striking. And when I sue Pfizer and Scott Gottlieb and Andy Slavitt and the Biden White House, that will be, I think, a unique opportunity, assuming I can survive the motion to dismiss, to actually see how that how the company and the White House were talking in the summer of 2021 as the vaccines were clearly beginning to fail for those of us who were paying attention. As for the Twitter files, what we know now basically about COVID is what I reported and what a couple people reported last month. The files, it's a mistake to think of them as some huge data dump that we can all go through. It's an iterative process where we're questioning Twitter about what's in there, and they're coming back to us with answers. So we'll know more in a couple weeks about Fauci, about Rochelle Walensky, and about everything else.
When you sue Pfizer and Gottlieb, we're going to celebrate in my house. And I think in many homes across this country. So thank you, Alex Berenson. Good to see you.
Party at Tucker's house, Shady Grove. What do you think of that?
I'm in.
Oh my gosh! And apparently, those guys just got a new view. I really don't like how the videos don't give you any time. Stop it. If I want to watch that video, I'll go to Rumble and watch that video. I wanted to watch just that video, and that's it. Truth Social. Can you fix it? Please?
Fix it.
Jeez. I tell you what, Shady.
Man, I'm telling you, like what he's doing here, what we're all doing right now, you know, this is, I know people want lots and lots of information and you want it all at one time, but we need to take it slow. We need to peel this stuff out one piece at a time and start putting it together because, you know, this is connecting back to the FDA. This is connecting back to the NIH. This is connecting back to your Department of Justice, State Department. I mean, we're starting to really see the network that they were working with. You know, you kind of at one point thought it was some guy calling in and saying, get rid of this guy, get rid of this guy. Now you can see it's a whole government organization dedicated to silencing you.
So Gina Cool says Scott Gottlieb is a liar and most probably related to Sid Gottlieb, the MK Ultra founder. But let's see if he's a liar. Let's go through the Twitter files. Okay. You know, this personality attack stuff has got to stop, folks. Shady Grove, this is Alex Bernstein. This is his thread reader. My first Twitter files report on Scott Gottlieb. Oh, Scott Gottlieb. You know, Gina, I apologize. I thought you were talking about Alex Berenson. My bad. So my apologies to you, Gina. Cool. Love you. Scott Gottlieb, MD. You could be right. I want to dig into that now. Oh, my gosh. Okay. So he's a top Pfizer board member, Shady. Used the same Twitter lobbyist as White House to suppress debate on COVID vaccines, including from a fellow head of the U.S. FDA. Thanks, Elon Musk, for opening these files. So this is the Bernstein Substack, and we're going to go there in a minute. And in August 2021, let's go there now because he's talking about the board member Gottlieb. This is Scott Gottlieb, secretly pressed Twitter to hide post challenging his company massive profitable COVID jabs. To funnel his demands, Gottlieb used the same Twitter lobbyist the White House did fresh evidence of overlap between the company selling mRNA shots and the government forcing them on the public, Shady. This guy, Scott Gottlieb, Dr. Scott Gottlieb, could possibly be, Gina. Interesting. A Pfizer director with over 550,000 Twitter followers saw a tweet he didn't like, a tweet that might hurt the sales of Pfizer's mRNA vaccines. The tweet explained correctly that a natural immunity after COVID infection was superior to the vaccine protection. It called on the White House to follow the science. Remember what follow the science really means, guys. Scientism is Satanism, okay? And exempt people with natural immunity from upcoming vaccine mandates. It came from not from an anti-vaxxer like Robert F. Kennedy Jr., but from Dr. Brett Giroir, a physician who had briefly followed Gottlieb and head of the FDA administration. Further, the tweet actually encouraged people who did not have natural immunity to get vaccinated, no matter, by suggesting some people might not need COVID vaccinations. The tweet could raise questions about the shots. Besides being former FDA commissioner, a CNBC contributor, and prominent voice on COVID public policy, Shady Gottlieb, who was a senior board member at Pfizer, which depended on mRNA jabs for almost half of its $81 billion in sales. Wow, he got $1 billion per vote, Shady. In sales 2021, Pfizer paid Gottlieb $365,000 for his work that year. Gottlieb stepped in, emailing Todd O'Boyle, a top lobbyist in Twitter's Washington office, who was also Twitter's point of contact with the White House. The post was corrosive, Gottlieb wrote. He worried it would end up going viral and driving news coverage. So this is it from Scott Gottlieb, scott.gottlieb@gmail.com. Subject, it's now clear COVID-19 natural immunity is superior to vaccine immunity by a lot. There's no science justification for vax proof if a person had prior infection. At CDC director at POTUS must follow the science. If no previous infection, get vaccinated, Todd O'Boyle. This is the kind of stuff that's corrosive. He draws a sweeping line right there, and we just kind of talked about that there. That was the source from the Twitter files. He found the email in a search of records that that he ran at Twitter last week, part of Elon Musk's Twitter files effort to raise the veil on censorship decisions Twitter made before Musk bought the company in October. Actually, he inherited a crime scene. Shady. But that's it right there. There's Brett Giroir's right there. There's the actual thing. They called it misleading. Very interesting. So there's the timeline on that, Shady. So going back to number two, in August 2021, Gottlieb told O'Boyle, a senior manager in Twitter's public policy department, that a tweet from Groyer was claiming correctly national immunity was superior to vaccine immunity, and it was corrosive and might go viral. Twitter put a misleading tag on that tweet, preventing it from being shared. Gottlieb went after that tweet about COVID's low risk to kids from @Justin_Hart. Pfizer would soon win the okay for its mRNA shots for children, so keeping parents scared was crucial. In October 2022, claimed on Twitter and CNBC that he thought that he was not trying to suppress debate on mRNA jabs. These files prove that Gottlieb, board member at the company, has made a $70 billion on the shots. Did just that, Shady.
Wow.
Unbelievable. So there it is, Shady.
That's the corruption. This is the shared interest, the way these people move around between the different organizations and different lobbying firms, and then all of a sudden they're on Twitter and they're being able to censor people and silence people out of nowhere. Like, this is not right. It shouldn't be happening. We should have been paying more attention to this. And if we had, you know, if we had any type of honesty out of the media, they would tell you the truth. But the reality is they have an agenda. And their agenda is to treat you as you are nothing. Okay. Remember, they're trying to make America a third world country. That's the point. That's what they're trying to do to all civilized nations. Therefore, they can control us better. Very interesting. You were playing the little thing about the ads this morning. That was funny that you were playing that with me. the kayak ads, because look at the way they're referenced. Look at what they're really saying in those ads. It like struck me like pretty interesting the way that they're wording those things, but the honesty there is compelling.
So from the Substack here at Shady Grove, this is a post that was from the Squawk Box. I've raised concerns about social media and the threats that are being made on these platforms, says at Scott Gottlieb MD on Alex Berenson's Berenson being kicked off Twitter. Quote, I'm concerned about the debate being made. I'm concerned about the physical threats being made for people's safety. So let's watch that. Here we go. This is Gottlieb right here. Let's check him out.
Doctor, we go way back. I don't know how many times during the pandemic you were on, or probably three times a week. You turned into a security blanket for us and I think for viewers everywhere. And the entire time, I don't ever think you dodged the question or politicized the question. You talked about the origins and were very straightforward about what could have happened, what didn't. You talked about the efficacy of the vaccines and masks, and you'd go against the conventional thinking. I think it was all science-based and totally objective. So I got to ask you about this. I have no doubt that you want to weigh in on it. So on Tucker Carlson last night, New York Times reporter, former New York Times reporter Alex Berenson said you got him kicked off of Twitter. This is a kind of a convoluted conspiracy theory that somehow you told Twitter to get rid of him because he was asking too many questions about the efficacy and safety of the COVID vaccine. Do you just want to respond to that and tell us your side?
Yeah, look, I'm not going to comment directly on that. And he's threatening litigation, too, so another reason not to respond. I've raised concerns around social media broadly, and I've done it on these networks, around the threats that were being made on these platforms and the inability of these platforms to police direct threats, physical threats about people. That's my concerns around social media and what's going on in that ecosystem.
So it wasn't as much about, and you know what? I had COVID. I had three vaccines. I think without the vaccine, those were one of the great scientific discoveries of our, and I've seen all the, I still see it. That's it does this, it does that. We didn't know this, we didn't know that. That's the way that it for me, it was basically like a mild cold because I think of the vaccine. So I'm not questioning that. So you were,
look
you were
I'm, talking, un- I'm you unconcerned just, about debate.
What's that?
I'm unconcerned about debate taking place in platforms. About I am very concerned when threats, I'm very concerned when threats are
and
being made, physical threats against people's safety.
This had to do with
I'm very concerned about physical threats being made against people's safety and the people who gin up those threats against individuals. Okay. That concerns me.
Right. So physical safety, what are you talking about? How about that guy saying, I got three shots and I got COVID. Okay, so now I don't need to get the shot because you got COVID. It doesn't work. All right. Me, logical thinking, Shady, is saying, apparently it doesn't work then, does it?
Yeah. Isn't it interesting that people sharing information is a threat? You know, he's acting like, you know, you're ginning up something by sharing information. It's not a threat. It's not a threat to talk about the efficacy of a vaccine or any other scientifically engineered product. What difference does it make? Think about that. Why can't we find one other thing to have some similar context to what we have witnessed over the last 2 years with all of this, if it's all just normal and you're just trying to protect people's safety? It isn't about protecting people's safety, and it's not about making a threat. Telling the truth is not a threat unless you are guilty. Remember that, because that's what he's referencing there. The truth being told is a threat to his safety.
And his money. That's what it was, is his money.
More to his money.
Yeah, it's a threat to your money. I mean, obviously, Shady, we just heard that he was on the board member of Pfizer. He's ex-FDA. I mean, these people are sick. We see it.
And he has him on CNBC to try to run a counter narrative. I don't think he did very good there. If you lay those two side by side, what we saw from Berenson on Tucker and what we saw from Gottlieb on CNBC, boy, you put those two together and you can really clearly see who's lying and who's telling the truth.
It's interesting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
To reward Mitch McConnell, the Pfizer gives $1 million to Kentucky GOP and to expand its headquarters, calling it the Mitch McConnell Building, brought to you by Pfizer.
We don't need a Mitch McConnell Building.
Come on, man.
No, I don't want one. It sounds too much like a Penn State University thing that you were talking about earlier.
It does, doesn't it? It's kind of scary. Shade, what if I told you you are inside the meme?
I would believe you.
Look at isn't that wild? It freaks me out.
I love that. I love that.
Yeah, I love it. So, you know, take your ivermectin, but remember, zinc, ivermectin is the gun. Zinc is the bullet. Make sure you're taking D3, vitamin D3, vitamin C, you know, quercetin if you want. I mean, HCQ is good. Guys, I'm not a doctor, but I play one on Rumble, apparently. And we've saved many lives by getting people off the ventilators, Shady Groove, and giving them HCQ and ivermectin, and they walked out of hospitals. We have saved many, many lives. And that was thanks to Dr. Artis, Shady. Dr. Artis came on this show, Karen Kingston's on this show. We really did, you know, pull back or peel the layers of the onion to find out the truth. And it's a bioweapon, guys. And it was made in China, Wuhan, China, and the DTRA funded it under the Pentagon with Biden. I mean, these people are sick, Shady.
Yeah, now that you're on that topic, a little shout out to our Telegram group, an amazing group that we have over there on Telegram. And these guys, I mean, you know, it was amazing. People were coming, asking questions. We were able to supply them with information. They were able to get relatives out of hospitals. They were able to get lawyers and interface with these people and assert their authority over the hospital to remove them. Also getting HCQ and ivermectin out there to people and helping this was an amazing time that went on in the Telegram group, and the moderators and the admin over there in Telegram were a big part of that, and we saved a lot of lives, Jeff. We didn't, you know, not only in you know, in real time, but by giving people information so that they could make a better informed decision.
And I sleep good at night.
I do too.
You think from Pfizer and the FDA, you think Fauci sleeps good at night?
I thought it was because I was in a Holiday Inn Express last night.
Well, no. No. you're at a place that doesn't have like traffic and leaf blowers at 2 a.m.
It seems like Holiday Inn Express.
So, Shady, we got, remember, during the debate on House Speaker, they brought up this QAnon thing. Guess what? It got mentioned again yesterday. Let's listen.
Oh, is that your big plan? Okay. People, because most people who read this package would think it must be a joke. And what I'm concerned about is not just what's written down here. I'm concerned by the backroom deals that Speaker McCarthy made with the Freedom Caucus in exchange for their votes. Like Republican Congresswoman Nancy Mace said just this weekend, and I quote, "We don't have any idea what promises were made." This is unconscionable. We're only 1 week into this, and this is how they're running this place. There's a report out by Punchbowl News, and let me read it. It said there's also a secret three-page addendum that McCarthy and his allies hashed out during several days of grueling negotiations with the House Freedom Caucus. This pact includes the most controversial concessions that McCarthy made in order to become Speaker. 3 seats on the Rules Committee for conservatives, freezing spending at FY 2022 levels, a debt ceiling strategy, coveted committee assignments, and more. Is this what the majority leader meant when he talked about a new day and transparency? You know, these rules are not a serious attempt at governing. They're essentially a ransom note to America from the extreme right. The same members of Congress who held this body hostage last week are the ones who ran interference for the January 6th insurrectionists who tried to overturn a free and fair election. And even the new Speaker of the House voted to overturn the 2020 elections. We couldn't even get a public acknowledgement from him on the 2-year anniversary of that horrific day, not even a tweet. It is clear that Republicans welcomed the election deniers into their ranks with open arms, and now they are reaping what they have sown. The insurrectionists are in charge. I'm reminded of the words of President Kennedy, and I quote, "In the past, those who foolishly sought power by riding the back of the tiger ended up inside," end quote. The American people get it. They rejected extremism in the last 2 elections. That's why they picked Joe Biden, and that's why the red wave turned into a pink splash. But my Republican friends still aren't listening, and in fact, they're still empowering the extremists. Don't take my word for it. Let's go through their rules package. They're giving a single member the ability to remove the speaker at any time, letting a small far-right faction hold their leadership hostage. They're trying to shut down criminal investigations into the former president's wrongdoing. They are making it easier to slash taxes on billionaire corporations while dismantling the social safety net. They're giving committee chairs unbalanced discretion over which witnesses can testify, rejecting pandemic safety procedures like remote voting, and trying to force an end to the congressional staff unionization. And the icing on the cake, a new subcommittee to push QAnon conspiracies and launch fake investigations into non-existent scandals.
Wow. QAnon again, Shady. They really are worried about this thing called QAnon, Shady.
Yeah, you would think that something that was a random guy in his basement that didn't really have any relevance whatsoever would be not to mention on the House floor. I don't know.
Pretty interesting.
Call me crazy. But the truth of the matter is, Jeff, you know what's interesting about this? They're going to benefit too. The Democrats are going to benefit too. The Democrats, one person can bring a bill. You know, and Matt Gaetz was on there last night, and he was saying, I was actually having a talk with Jamal on the other side of the aisle the other night. We were talking about her bill to hold the NSA and the CIA accountable, and how could we move that forward, because Nancy Pelosi would never let that bill come forward. So mm-hmm. I really do think that we're looking at a whole different paradigm, even though we've got morons like that, you know, are doing stuff for the camera, you know, raising money for the camera. But reality is, they have an equal shot. And then, like I said, I honestly think you're going to see some working together this next couple of years. I think you're going to see some people that are lefty centric say, hey, this is crazy. I'm not going along with this. And now there's momentum for the side of the truth. I'm not going to be lumped in with this group of idiots anymore. And they're going to stand up for what's right for their constituents. And I honestly do think we're going to see that.
Yep. It's time to shine, Shady Groove. Here we are. Another hour. Coming back into the ranks here, Shady. Another show, Shady. How do we? It's crazy. We could probably go for what, another 10 hours?
Oh yeah, 10 hours easy. You See Nothing could come in here, and we could get his take, and it would go for 10 hours easy.
And yet he can come in and do the weather reports and another breaking news.
Oh, by the way, real quick before we head out, McCarthy has confirmed that Swalwell, Schiff, and Omar will be taken off of their committees. And that is another. Isn't it interesting, Jeff, that we have the Speaker of the House with the same name as Joseph McCarthy from 60, 70 years ago? I think that's kind of cool. Interesting.
That is interesting. Future proves past, I guess. CAC.
Yes, sir.
And guys, have faith. The House will be having investigations. They just removed people. This is happening. You're not used to this. We're not used to this. We're not used to seeing some truth coming out of the House of Representatives. Stay tuned, guys. We're going to have a lot more this year. And Shady Groove, we'll see you tomorrow. God bless you all. Much love. www.mg.show/donate if you are able. Thank you so much. Rumble Rants, thank you so much for that. And please support our sponsors, fieldofgreens.com. Use code MGSHOW.
In truth, everybody runs around every day talking about truth, and they're trying to get to the truth, and they want to hear the truth. That's one of the biggest lies I've ever heard in my life.
Soldier, keep on marching on. Head down till the work is done.
Most people have no desire whatsoever to even get within 100 miles of the truth, and in some instances, soldier, that's too damn close. So my conclusion is, most of you are going to get exactly what you're going to deserve over the next who knows how many years.
Unless
some of us are going to rise to the occasion, we are going to shine.
Time to shine, Patriots.
We are going to shine. We're going to sparkle like diamonds in the sunrise on the most beautiful day that you can remember that you've ever seen in your life. And we're going to do it simply and only because it's the right thing to do. For the human race. For God. For our children, for the future of this world.
Press 17 if you're going to shine.
And it won't matter what happens to each of us as individuals. The only thing that will matter is that we rose to the occasion. We sparkled. We did what was right when no one else would. We said what was right when no one else would. We spent our money for the right things when no one else would. We worked and toiled the cause of freedom when no one else would. We took the slander. We took the libel. We took the bullet. We took the prison. We took wounds. We took death. We took whatever was aimed at us. And we will prevail. It may take a long, long time. I may not see it in my lifetime. I may not live to be a part of the victory celebration, but I will be victorious.
Yes, you
will. All of those with me will be victorious. And we will shine.
Time to shine, guys. Right here on the MG Show. Thank you guys very much for listening. We love you.
You all stand around and talk about it. We put on the armor of God a long, long time ago.
Boom. www.mg.show.